gets to that, it talks about his anger. God's anger endured but for a moment. Why a moment? Because that's all we could handle. If God got mad and angry like a whole lot of us and had attitudes and grudges like a whole lot of us, the moment he got mad, we'd be cut off from a whole lot of stuff. Aren't you glad God isn't like men? I mean, you make somebody mad and then you're on their list. Now that's a problem right there with that list. See, because what you don't realize is that list will keep you angry. Because every time you look back on that list and see the name on that list, you refresh yourself in that made you angry to put them on the list in the first place. So when you got a list around, it means you want to stay in a state of anger. It means you want to stay in a place where you're vulnerable to your feelings and emotions erupting to a point where you're going to say something or do something that is not godly. Listen at this. When you become angry, you start thinking on things. And here is the choice. You can think on, according to Philippians 4, 8, 9, some good things, some pure things, some right things, some just things, some things of good reports, etc.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's L-O-B-D-E-L-L Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
Oh, for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, let us, as many as are mature, have this mind. And if in anything you think otherwise, God will reveal it to you. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. The grass withers, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. And for a little while, we want to visit back again. If I could turn back the hands of time. If I could turn back the hands of time. Let me begin by saying that in 1970, a 1970 blues singer by the name of Tyrone Davis, listen at that, released a record entitled, If I Could Turn Back the Hands of Time. Now, he was talking about a failed relationship that he had messed up, and in his regret, he wished it was possible for him to turn back the hands of time so that he could fix up what he had messed up. Now, I believe we all have had this thought come up in our minds at time when we say, Lord, if I just could go back in time, I would do it all different than I did. And perhaps not long ago, or last year, or last week, perhaps somebody messed up big time. You disappointed many, or your life went in the wrong direction. And so, in regret, you wish you could go back in time and do it all over again. But my brothers and sisters, no matter what you did in the past, both good or bad, there is nothing you or I can do about it. Because what's past is past, and there's nothing that we can do to change our past. But you know, it would be great, Brother Jones, if we could turn back the hands of time and get back some of the things that we did in our past that we regret today. For instance, you missed an opportunity, you later regretted, or you said or done something that you regretted, or you wish you could take back something you've said. You might as well say amen, because all of us know and have known the pain of the regrets of yesterday. Perhaps for some, it could be the regret of a broken marriage. For some, it could be the regret of a painful relationship. For others, it could be the regret of something you did or should have done that you didn't do. And my brothers and sisters, all of us, I believe, would like to go back in time and undo certain things of our past. But my brothers and sisters, the important issue here is not our regrets, but the most important issue here is to be able to move on beyond our regrets. But now someone may wonder, how do we do that? Where do we start? What do we do? Well, in the text, our author, Apostle Paul, under the powerful influence of the Holy Spirit, tells us where to start and what to do. Notice the will that he tells his audience and us this morning, according to verse 13 of the text. He said, we start by forgetting those things which are behind, which are in the past, and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. Why? Because the Christian race is not a life of moving backwards or looking backwards, but always moving forward. Because no matter how bad things may have been or is right now, I need to tell us that the best is yet to come. And therefore, for the Christian believer, our best is always before us, either in the future or surely on the other side of this life. Because that same Apostle Paul declared in 1 Corinthians 2:9, he said, but it's written, eye has not seen nor ear heard, nor has it entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for us who love him. And my brothers and sisters, we don't need to turn back the hands of time because of our regrets, but through prayer and repentance and God's forgiveness, we'll be able to move beyond our past failures and our regrets. That's why let us know that we can be forgiven of our past deeds. We can't go back and erase them, but we can be forgiven. Are you with me? And if anyone had reason to regret, it's Apostle Paul. Because before his conversion to Christ, on the road of Damascus, he had been a persecutor of the church. He had been a thorn in the side of the early church. And on the day that Stephen was stoned to death, he passively stood by and he held the coats of those who stoned Deacon Stephen. And at the time of his conversion, he was on his way with a letter of authority to persecute the Christian church. And yes, Paul had a lot of regrets, but when he came to faith in Jesus Christ, he was able to move beyond his regrets by focusing on Christ and not his past mistakes. And that's the way we can move forward. You don't need to keep focusing on your past mistakes, but just look forward and move on in the name of Jesus. Well, here in the text, Paul reveals to us, first of all, if you want to move beyond your regrets, you must exercise faith. My brothers and sisters, the beautiful part of this is that because of our faith in the Lord Jesus, God gives us an opportunity to start over. Because our faith offers us a possibility of being forgiven of our sins, our past mistakes, as well as our failures, which will result in a brand new start in life. How is this? Note the psalmist says in Psalm 103 and 12, as far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. What is a transgression? It's any sin we may have committed. As the Hebrew writer writes, when God forgives our sin, according to Hebrew 8 and 12, he will forgive our sins and remember them no more. You see, God is not like us. We say, I forgive you, just keep bringing it up over and over again. Yeah, I forgive you, but yeah, you remember what you did to me. I forgive you. You know what you said to me last year, last week. But with God, when he forgives, he forgets it. It'll never come up again against you when you repent of that sin and ask for forgiveness. And so, yes, we all have done some things we regret because we all have failed in the past, meaning we all have fallen short of God's glory in our life. And if you're real, sincere believer in Christ, you're dissatisfied with your present spiritual state because your goal is to become more like Christ Jesus, our Lord. And therefore, if you get to the place where you think you have already arrived spiritually, you will cease to grow in the Lord. But by the same token, when you are willing to admit that there are some areas in your life where you need to grow, that is a sign of a maturing Christian. And you won't worry about turning back the hands of times because of your regrets, but by faith in the Lord Jesus, you will be able to move on. Because none of us have reached perfection, meaning as long as we are, yes, Lord, in these fleshly bodies or these dirt suits, we'll never be perfect and without sin. And I hear old man John saying in 1 John 1:8, if we say we have no sin, then we're deceiving ourselves and the truth is not in us. Now, when John says no sin, he's talking about that sinful nature. Because even when we are saved, we are made spiritually alive by the Holy Spirit, we still have that old sinful nature on the inside. It's just that God places his perfect nature on the inside. And since we have that sinful nature, we are still prone to sin. And so as long as we're here in these bodies, we will never reach perfection and will always sin and fall short of the glory of God. And so knowing this, Paul says in verse number 13, he says of our text, he said, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended or arrived. That is to have obtained that for which I have been called in the service of the Redeemer. In other words, whatever gifts, graces, or honors he may have received from Christ in this life, Paul considered everything as incomplete until he had finished his course and got his crown and received his new glorified body. Now, this statement is a confirmation of the opinion that's in verse number 12 where he said not as though he was already perfect. In other words, Paul acknowledged the fact, I'm not perfect yet, but one day I will reach perfection, but not in this life. And so Paul goes on to say, but this one thing I do, despite my failures, despite my sins, despite my regrets, I don't try to turn back the hands of time, but by faith I'm always moving forward in the Lord. Well, how can we do the same as Paul did? Paul says, if you want to move beyond your regrets, you must exercise your faith. Exercise your faith in the Lord and keep your eyes on the prize. Amen. Don't worry about the past, because the past is going to take care of itself. Even if folk try to bring up your past, don't worry about that. God has forgot about it. They can't help you. They can't save you. They can't condemn you. It's God who saves. It's God who condemns. No man can condemn us. Every one of us got a past. Every one of us got things we regret, but thank God for Jesus. We serve a God who forgive us and give us a brand new start. We serve a God, amen, who will cast our all of this in the sea of forgetfulness, and he'll never bring it up again. Well, secondly and finally, if you want to move beyond your regrets, you must learn again to forget. Note Paul says, one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. But now, is Paul instructing us to forget everything that ever happened before we met Christ and the failures we have experienced even when we came to Christ? Is this a command to purge our minds of all of our memories? No. But note in the past of prestige memories in verse 5 and 6, Paul said that he was circumcised. He remember all this. He was circumcised on the eighth day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of the Hebrews. Concerning the law, he said he was a Pharisee. Concerning zeal, he persecuted the church. Concerning righteousness, which is in the law, he was blameless. My brothers and sisters, here Paul just listed all of his religious qualification that to the Jewish mind was supreme. But note Paul because what he says in verse 8. He said, but what things were gained to me, I count as loss for Christ. In other words, he's saying, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Jesus Christ as my Lord. Here Paul is making the point that no fleshly accomplishments matter in comparison with knowing Christ and trusting his righteousness alone for salvation. And that's why we read in Ephesians 2 and 8 and 9 that we are saved by grace through faith, and that not of yourself, it is the gift of God. We are saved by grace through faith. In other words, regardless of how good or how bad you may be or I may be, whatever, how bad we may seem, we must all come to Christ the same way. We must humble ourselves. We must come repentant, and we are undeserving of his forgiveness. And so the word forgetting in this passage means no longer caring for refusing to focus on. In other words, Paul is not advising a memory wipe, but he's telling us to focus on the present and focus on the future rather than on the past. And let me ask you who drive, how many of you, when you drive down the street, keep your eyes on the rearview mirror looking in the fan? I don't believe nobody drive like that. Because if you keep your eye just looking in the rearview mirror of what's going on behind you, you might end up running into somebody in the front. But yes, Lord. But what you do, you keep your eyes on looking through the windshield, and every now and then you glance, amen, at the rearview mirror to make sure everything is going along all right in the back. And it's the same way in life. We don't live our lives looking back. But we live our lives looking forward. And the only time we look back to see just how far the Lord has brought us. If that makes sense to anybody but me. Are you with me? In other words, looking where we're going rather than where you left. I ain't worried about where I've been. I'm looking forward to where I'm going. Are you with me? But you know, the older we get, the easier it is to forget things. But unfortunately, we tend to forget the wrong thing. Because for some reason, we just can't seem to forget those many mistakes of the past.
People say, Tim, yo, you're my hero. How you do it? How you stay strong? Let them all know there's so much that I've been through.
Thank you for tuning in to the radio ministry of the
is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria.
to the mountain, because you asked me to. Up over the clouds to where the sky was blue, I could see all around me, everywhere I could see. Sometimes I feel like I've never been nothing but tired, and I'll be working till the day I expire. So sometimes I'm just a
try.